they're discussing things.
He just told me what to say.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Nerdtacular 2014 in beautiful Snowbird Resort in Salt Lake City, Utah. And now, prepare for Film Sack.
All right. These on? Hello? All right. I'm just going to kick it off. We're going to do it the way we do it. Give me 1 second. That was weird. All right. Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, join us now for Film Sack, which begins in 3, 2, 1.
Thank you, Randy.
Honey, come on over here, sugar buns. This machine just called me an asshole.
This is Film Sack.
Everybody to Film Sack, our live episode of Film Sack here at Nerdtacular 2014. Super stoked to be here. I'm Scott Johnson. Sitting right over here to my middle is Brian, those eggs coming Pony Express or what, Dunaway?
Thank you, Scott. Hey, do you guys remember that scene on the bridge with the watermelons falling down from the sky and crashing onto the cars? Do you guys know that was a metaphor? Yeah, it was a metaphor that Stephen King was coked out of his head.
That's so true. We'll get to more of that later. Also with us, Scott Curtis, are you dead? Fletcher.
Thank you. Hi, Scott. Brian. Brian. You know, I long for a simpler time. When I was 8 years old, whiling away the day at the truck stop video arcade, smoking a pack of Winstons that I bought right out of the vending machine.
Those were
That's
good.
All you get, guys.
Those are good times.
Did I ever tell you about the time that I wrestled alpacas in Uruguay?
Oddly enough, you have. Oh. And then finally, bringing up the rear like he always does, Brian, police car in the dog's mouth, Ibbot.
Mm. I'll just leave it like that. That's good.
So this comet stuff, it affects electronics, mechanical switches. It can even make an electric knife levitate and fly across the room. But still, that guy at the ATM did look like an asshole. So I guess Stephen King did get some of it right.
Nicely done. We are talking about the epic 1987 film Maximum Overdrive.
86, right?
No, it was 87, 86.
Oh, it was 86.
Was it? I don't know. I was a teenager.
Right.
Who knows what was happening then, but Stephen King has admitted to being coked out of his mind the entire time he made the film. He has no problem admitting that. It's the only film he ever directed. It's called Maximum Overdrive, and Scott Fletcher explains more.
Maximum Overdrive. When a mysterious comet passes close to Earth, machines everywhere take on a murderous mind of their own. But humans won't give up without a fight.
That's it. Again, that's all you get.
All right, well, let's get into this thing. Directed by Stephen King, written by Stephen King from his short story, Trucks, which might explain why there were no other cars that were possessed in this movie.
Right.
The short story is actually just a little bit shorter than the intro that Scott gave.
It sounds about right. How many here saw the movie? Did you prepare? Oh, very good.
So sorry.
I'm also sorry, yeah. Mm-hmm. It really is kind of a piece of poo, but I think we made the right decision. It ended up being kind of perfect for what this is. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad that we did that. It was. It stars Emilio Estevez,
who's looking good. Have you seen him lately?
He's fine. Yeah, he's doing just fine. These were his days when he was. This would have been right around the time he was making Breakfast Club, right? So he was all good shape.
A couple years after that.
Yeah. You get in good shape running around the library at school. That's my understanding.
Jogging laps around and then.
Yep. Also stars Pat Hingle. You may know him as Commissioner Gordon in the bad Batman movies.
Oh, is that who that was?
Yeah. The guy that runs the truck stop.
Right.
Yeah. Hmm. He used to help Batman out. And then Laura Harrington, who really hasn't done much since this movie, which is too bad. It's an interesting movie, only film directed by Stephen King. He said he'd be willing to do it again if he had the right project.
But would we be willing to do it again?
No.
Yeah, no.
All right. No. Wouldn't be.
No.
I'm going to actually play the trailer for this movie.
Oh, cool. Okay? This is a Stephen King trailer,
it's a Stephen
right?
King trailer, and he's in it. And he's there's things with him in it that he's not that's not in the movie.
Right.
Nor is the music the same. I'm pretty sure he used like John Carpenter's like Halloween theme or something.
Right.
Weird stuff like that. So I'm going to play it for you right here. You guys can see it for yourselves. Here we go. Not sure how the volume is on this. We put it in the last second. Here you go. So far, there's no volume. But
here's who he stole it from.
Yeah. Yeah. Here we go. There's a little more.
Here it comes in.
Hi. My name is Stephen King. I've written several motion pictures, but I want to tell you about a movie called Maximum Overdrive, which is the first one I've directed.
Wow. What the dickens is going on around here?
A lot of people have directed Stephen King novels and stories, and I finally decided if you want something done right, you ought to do it yourself.
And who was driving it?
I don't know.
It was my first picture as a director, and you know something? I sort of enjoyed it.
What is going on?
I don't know!
I just wanted someone to do Stephen King right.
You want a war? You got one.
I just want to get the hell out of here.
So come and spend some time with me and my friends at the Dixie Boy. Spend some time in the dark.
Please don't let me in the dark.
Help me.
I'm going to scare the hell out of you. And that's a promise.
You're going to get us in an awful lot of trouble, man.
We already in trouble.
Maximum terror.
Jesus coming and he is.
Maximum King.
Maybe tomorrow will be our world again.
Dino De Laurentiis presents Stephen King's Maximum Overdrive.
Who wants to see that movie?
Yeah.
I want to see that movie.
Yeah. We didn't watch that.
It's really good. Better. It's really good that he could get Jason Schwartzman to appear in his appear as Stephen King in that intro.
Right? I was thinking it was Ben Stiller doing an impression. So, man, that's awesome. And you couldn't ask.
And that eyebrow.
Yeah, that's special. He's a little more chill now, I've noticed.
Yes.
This is the only film directed by Stephen King. We talked about that. Store owners, Commissioner Gordon. But did you know that Gus Fring from Breaking Bad, Giancarlo Esposito, is the dude in the arcade? And I have proof.
Is that the guy in the arcade?
Yeah. So we know him from this, right? There he is.
You're not going to pull up the picture of him holding up the TMS?
Oh, no, I forgot to put that in there. Yeah, he's held up the thing from Scott. TMS before him. Yes. Sorry, I wasn't thinking. Anyway, you know that face where he's trying to figure out how much of a threat Walter White is.
That's the full chicken? Giancarlo Esposito face.
Yes, here he is in this thing. Now that's a still shot. Now that's him slightly animated badly. Frightening.
I still leave that up.
Yeah.
I played Star... What's the name of that video game they had? It'll be the old school pick this week, right? For
Star
the
Castle.
Final score.
Star Castle?
Yeah.
Star Castle.
Yeah. Same
that
reaction
awesome.
When I played it.
According to the trivia, Stephen King, who is a former cocaine addict, later admitted he was coked out of his mind during the entire thing while he's making the picture. I like how he referred to it like he's living in the 40s. Often didn't know what he was doing. Remarked that he'd like to try directing again sometime, this time sober. Also, while shooting the scene, the steamroller kid, you guys remember the steamroller kid?
How could you forget?
Rampages across the baseball diamond. Stephen King requested that the special effects department place a bag of fake blood near the dummy of a young player who would be run over by it. The desired effect would be a smear of blood that would appear on the steamroller and be re-smeared in the grass over and over like a painting press or a printing press. While filming the scene, however, the bag of blood exploded too soon and sprayed everywhere, making it appear as if the boy's head had also exploded. King was thrilled with the results. But censors demanded a reshoot, and so we're going to play that scene so you can see how it actually went.
People with kids in the audience...
Violent.
That's rough stuff right there. So,
what was that?
Oh, I gotcha.
Oh, the bird. Bird called back.
Oh, yeah.
Gotcha.
Wait,
that tough that?
Sure,
Scott?
Bring that up again.
Raise your hand who said that.
Yeah. Right. Oh, hey, look at this.
Get this guy.
Where's Kim? Runner? Kim, is there a runner somewhere? Here's a runner.
Well, we should just make him run up.
That's true. So explain what this is, Brian.
So anytime we have corrections or a worthy comment from the audience, and of course I'm the judge on what's worthy, because I make a good judge.
So we're encouraging them to yell at us.
Get a little prize.
Hmm? Yeah, we're encouraging them to yell at us. Is that what you're saying?
A little bit.
What could go wrong? Yes. What hath you wrought?
I know.
Oh, man.
Worthy.
Here's some fun trivia for you. The game room in the Dixie Boy, where we saw Gus Fring hanging out. We'll see him later in a scene. At the truck stop there, they had a Bally Knight Rider. Some video game nerds out here will enjoy this. Mm-hmm. Bally Knight Rider pinball game and a Williams Pocorino, right? Mm-hmm. I wouldn't know what that is, though.
That's something you don't want to have done to you in a,
yeah.
in a casino.
Anywhere. Or anywhere, yeah. A Pocorino. You also had a few video games. The Cinematronic Star Castle. You guys remember Star Castle's badass game. Atari Tempest cocktail machine, a Konami Time Pilot 84, and a Stern cabinet. Pretty early in the movie, the Knight Rider playfield glass gets smashed when the machines start going crazy. Late in the movie, for a split second, you can see the games being plowed down by that semi-truck, and I felt bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was heartbreaking.
And it does say here, the trailer for the film that we watched uses John Carpenter's Alan Howarth scene from or score from Halloween 3, Season of the Witch, so he couldn't even get an original deal for his thing. So let's talk about it. Let's get down to the nuts and bolts of this thing before we get to our video clips. It was not a good movie. It's bad.
No, it was a bad movie. Can we talk about? It's funny that these letters have not come up in any of this intro so far, but AC freaking DC.
Yeah, right.
Reek.
Yeah. You know, when you don't want to make just a blatant ripoff of Psycho's shower music, get Brian Johnson to
right.
do it.
Yeah.
Totally weird.
Exactly.
But to decide how much it adds to the movie, imagine the movie with like a Captain Tennille soundtrack.
Oh, right, yes.
Muskrat Susan, Muskrat Sam.
Which was the original idea of the, yes.
Yeah. Muskrat Love. That'd be awesome. Oh, my gosh. My parents played that incessantly on an 8-track tape when I was a kid. I hate that stuff so bad. Dunaway, what'd you think? You're here to defend this thing, right?
I'm here to defend this. I saw this when I was a kid. I was a big Stephen King fan as a 13-year-old, and this came along right at the right time for me. I was probably, late middle school, possibly? And I love this movie. Of course, I was heavy into AC/DC at the time, so it was just like going to see an hour-and-a-half-long version of an AC/DC video, so I'm down with that.
You're all right with that?
I'm all right with that, and it still holds up to me nostalgia-wise, but yeah, I can see.
But it's so goofy right off the bat. Like, they don't take any of this stuff seriously, so I didn't feel like they did. And maybe that's what you're supposed to do, is say, well, machines running amok should not be a thing you take seriously.
But then
there are movies that I would argue are kind of spiritual successors to this, like the Final Destination movies are basically this. Mm. I mean, they're not just machines, but it's like bad luck or whatever, but it kind of works out that way. Christine's
a good example
of the Stephen King thing. So I don't know why they couldn't have gone more serious, but I really do feel the cocaine coming.
Yes.
As you watch it, right?
Got a contact high from the movie.
That's what I was going to say. Secondhand snort is what I had. But I've never done cocaine, so I don't know. But when I see this and I hear that this is how it was fueled, I have a taste of it. I only check the bags when they come in, make sure they're pure. That's my job. Then they waste no time. They get to the machines right away. All trucks, no cars. Explain.
Yeah, right.
Explain that.
It's kind of like zombies. You know, you can't really explain it. If you try to explain it, it just falls apart immediately. And it's not just cars seem to be the only things that aren't affected. I mean, you got hair dryers that are affected. You've got, you know,
electric knives,
electric
red cutter,
meat cutter that can magically levitate. But yeah, it's
would it would it have been stuff. Truly frightening to see a Ford Pinto?
Yeah.
Ooh,
it would just
then it would have been a comedy.
That's right.
Right.
But it's funny because, I mean,
not
okay, we like the eight.
It's not funny.
That's, we like the use of AC/DC, but didn't it seem a little
over the top?
A little odd.
No, it's not odd.
It's
I mean, it was perfect.
Odd.
It was the perfect marriage.
Yeah.
No, I love it. Don't get me wrong. AC/DC is like my anthem band from when I was a kid. It's just
right.
Would you say that the use of Queen and Highlander?
Yeah.
Well, the
was over the top.
No. I'm with you.
I agree. And I don't think it was overused here.
That thing though was overused. The reek,
that was absolutely overused.
Yeah. Let's see. They never explained how anything worked. Like, I think I saw a hammock go crazy. Didn't that happen?
Really?
A hammock? I think so. I think I saw a hammock go nuts.
You saw somebody dead on a hammock. I don't know if it was really going nuts.
Isn't that how he died?
Maybe it was an electric hammock.
Oh, yeah. They came into town. Dude's laying in a hammock.
Right.
Dead with blood everywhere. What did that hammock do, man?
A lot of people
got rolled
up. A
truck drove by, hit the guy in the hammock. Not hard enough to knock him out of the hammock, but hard enough to kill him. What's right?
Wait,
I can explain this.
Wasn't he wearing headphones, though? That was the idea, right? The headphones had murdered him.
Started playing Muskrat.
He was killed by
over and over.
Killed by the captain and Tennille.
But again, that seems crazy to me. The moment, the trucks are going to drive themselves. The electric knife's going to levitate. Right. But the moment that got me was when that M60 machine gun came in that garden trolley.
Right.
Yeah, with no motor or anything.
No motor. Yeah.
That was great.
Yeah,
that's when the movie lost me.
Oh, was that it?
It lost me when I got distracted by Lisa Simpson in the car.
Yeah, you're Lee Smith constantly calling Curtis's name.
Yeah,
can anybody do a Lisa Simpson calling Curtis?
She didn't just call Curtis.
Right.
She screamed for Curtis.
She screamed for him.
She was 22 years old at the time of the making of the movie, and I find her kind of oddly attractive.
Well, she's kind of
on,
brother.
I could listen to that voice for minutes.
That's right. For me, worst scene in the film probably came down to the awkward sort of conversation in the gun basement. Mm-hmm. You know the part I'm talking about? I didn't capture any of that because I like these people and I don't want them to go to sleep. That was really rough to watch.
Yeah.
Actually, I have a trope. You guys want to hear a trope?
Yeah.
Yeah, hold on. We got the trope thing here.
Muskrote. Muskrote.
All right, here it is. All right, first trope of the movie, in my opinion, was how come everyone is eating and drinking everything like normal when they're shut in that place and they're never going to get out and they're circling, they got crazy trucks around them. You're not going to just eat all your food?
Right. Make me a big sandwich that I'm going to throw half of it away. Yeah.
Yeah, right, if the mountains fell around us, we're not going to go, okay, I'll see you in a while. Just eat. We're going to conserve and spread it around.
A cafe, man. What you going to do? Roast-top cafe?
Exactly.
But you're okay with the copious amounts of Emilio sex. That was fine.
That came on quick, didn't it?
That did, just all of a sudden.
Yeah, they were. She was there for 5 minutes, and they had already got a little connection going. Let's see here. Not very efficient for the machines to circle around and burn all that fuel, I thought. They were like,
but it was intimidating.
They were like T-Rexes, because in the end, they couldn't reach their own gas. Couldn't get in there and fill their own tanks, so they had to talk everybody into it. Really silly. Any other thoughts?
Oh, I thought that's when the movie was going to be over, is when all the gas ran out of the trucks. Right. And I thought, how could this possibly keep going?
Yeah.
And they found a way.
That was a montage moment.
Yes, gas pump montage.
Since I don't have the montage thing, I'll just say, here it is.
You're no longer needed here, asshole.
Oh, sorry, kids. That wasn't supposed to
play. They already saw the steamroller thing. They're
right.
Fine.
We're good.
We can't scar them any further.
Any other thoughts before I get to clips here?
Well, I wanted to ask Tom if this was the inspiration for driverless cars. If this is what... Yes.
Okay, good. Thank goodness.
And they operate this way, right? Yes.
I did have a little comment. I had a little note about Eat My Shorts. I thought this was the first time I'd heard somebody say Eat My Shorts. And it was... did Lisa Simpson say it? No, it was the Emilio's.
He said, "Eat my shorts."
Really? She said, "Eat my shorts." And it wasn't Lisa Simpson; it was the other girl. It was the
Slutty Drifter girl.
Yes, Slutty Drifter girl. That's it. And I was curious. I was like, "Well, did that spawn Yardley Smith pushing that into the Simpsons with Bart Simpson, like about 89?
Conspiracy,
right?" And then I thought that was the first. No, it's not. If you go back to the Breakfast Club, Bender says it.
Yeah.
What?
Got it?
No, I don't have it.
You don't have it?
No, I just had that.
What? All right.
Yeah. What?
Sorry.
A little conspiracy theory.
All right, that's not bad. Simpsons owes a lot to Maximum Overdrive.
Or Bender.
Yeah,
would gas pumping be really grueling work? I mean,
I know it's
hot out there, but to be so exhausted that you can barely lift yourself up, and here's what gas pumping is. Put that.
I know, they were dying, man. They had to get Emilio out of there in a stretcher.
Right. You've been in North Carolina, it's real humid, man.
So stupid, dude. So stupid. All right, well, let's get to some clips. Scott, you have anything else? You good?
No, Pleasure? I could go on and on about how the trucks are some sort of symbolic reference to women and Stephen King's hatred of them.
Oh, I could see that.
Ah,
Like feet in Tarantino movies.
Exactly. Exactly. He's got Christine. He's got the car. Mm-hmm.
Stephen King hates feet in Tarantino movies?
Oh, yeah.
No, Tarantino is still okay with Stephen King feet anywhere. All right. We're going to get to our clips. This is clips. Yay, clips. We'll start with, let's see. Oh, you know what? I want to show you this first. So, that plan? I don't know which one that is.
That's the opening
scene. Okay, it's the opening. So I just wanted to read this. If you can't read it, I'll read it. Let's see how badly I do it. On June 19th. On June 9th. They didn't have a voice.
They should have had a voice.
Let's read it. You got that?
What do we pay
on
for?
On June 19th, 1987, at 9:47 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, the Earth passed into an extraordinary diffuse tail of rare M.
Now I got to switch up. I can't keep doing it because I'm running out of breath.
How do you say altitude.
Right, how do you say
it's going
now?
Gospel preacher all of a sudden.
I can't. A rogue comet. According to astronomical calculations, the planet would remain in the tail of the comet for the next 8 days, 5 hours, 29 minutes, and 23 seconds.
Complete hokum, man.
Right? Didn't you think something was going to come of that? Like there was going to be some kind of timeline?
Nothing. See?
Yeah. Where's his thing?
That was worthy. A good movie, too. You deemed him worthy?
Worthy.
Nicely
runner.
Job. We got a runner again?
How are you guys pronouncing that? Are y'all saying Rhea M or Reem?
I'm saying Reem now after I've seen it.
Better, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. I'm curious about that, actually.
Oh, yeah. I don't know that. Hey, yeah, Steven Schleicher in the crowd someplace? No?
There he is.
Over here.
Steven, do you think they had the rights to use the goblin head on the truck from Marvel? They did have the rights?
Yeah.
What do you? Any other cool stories about that other than they probably paid $5 back then because no one cared about Marvel?
Yeah. Right. And no mention, I mean, the words green.
That's when they were selling everything off.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, that was bad.
Yeah, there
time.
Was no green, the words Green Goblin were never uttered in the film.
No.
There's no other reference to it. It's a toy company.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, that's from
a disturbing toy company.
Yes.
Super stupid.
Was it Load of Joy? It was weird.
Here is Stephen King.
That's right. Load of Joy.
Loads with a Z, right?
Load of Joy?
Load of,
Load of Joy. That's going to be a great name.
That's
for
a great name. Where's my cocaine? Okay. I should never read my own books on Audible. He really shouldn't.
No.
I read that Third Dark Tower book or heard it, and he did the reading.
Woo.
That was a bad time. All right.
I'm coked out of my mind right now.
We're going to now play the clip where he makes his cameo in his movie. It's the very first scene. It's him at the ATM. Here you go.
Honey, come on over here, Sugar Buns.
Sugar Buns.
Sugar Buns.
Doing his best. Did that remind me of Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas? Reminds me of
Hunter Thompson.
Hunter Thompson, yeah.
Arguably the worst moment in the entire movie.
Possibly.
And they got it through right up front.
But the worst moment.
When the You're an Asshole came on, I actually laughed out loud. Okay. The editing was great. And then he did that, and it was the worst part of the entire movie.
Yeah. Here we go. How about a little mayhem on the bridge? I love this stuff. This is my favorite bit.
Now, where's the opening that he fell? Because
don't dissect the scene.
Don't look at that thing.
They actually did that a lot of miniatures. It was kind of cool. It looked great.
Special
looked
effects right. Brought to you by cheap knockoff Mountain Dew Sun Drop. Goes well with Coke.
That's great.
It's
I like how Apollo Creed.
Yeah, Apollo Creed doing some side work between Rockies. Is that what that is? All right, what do we have next? How about watermelon is our real enemy? That guy's awesome. Freaking love him. Let's see. How about fake Southern phrases? So this happens once in a while. My wife's from the South. She's from Mississippi. And once in a while, somebody will say something, and it will be a genuine kind of... And he's from the South. Once in a while, you hear something like that, and you'll go, oh, that sounds like a real cool thing that they all have said for centuries, and that's
right,
great.
Right.
She says something in this movie that I guarantee you've never said, no one in my wife's family's ever said, no one in the South has ever said.
We say all this stuff.
And it, I think it's...
historically accurate film.
I'll play it first, but then we'll figure it out. So here it is.
Hey, man. Andy!
Well, this damn thing.
What's the matter, huh?
Well, this thing was working just fine a few minutes ago, and now I can't get Pete Turkey on it.
Pete Turkey. Never heard of Pete Turkey?
We talk about it all the time. I can't get in my Rock 101 at home.
I can't even get Pete Turkey on this thing.
Pete Turkey.
All right.
Pete Turkey.
I called bullcrap on that one. all right, so we get to meet Emilio Estevez and Commissioner Gordon in this next clip. Maybe. Here you go. Sorry.
Robinson, get in here, boy.
I got eggs on.
I don't give a ladybug. I want you in here now. Why did you shut off that radio, mind them eggs for Billy?
I know. What, right?
What did
I
say?
What? I just really like the line, I got eggs on.
No, I've got eggs on.
He's definitely not AIDS on, as far as I know. All right, here we go. This is Giancarlo in the arcade, having his fun. Here we go. Sort of, maybe. There we go.
Yo, mom.
I don't get that, yo mama.
Oh, man. Stephen King. He's
was that just like, we need a stereotype?
Yes,
go.
Exactly.
Pete
right.
Turkey.
Turkey.
Well, he's a great guest friend, so we got that. Oh, yeah. Never do this, ever. Good Lord. That guy's great.
Don't, that happened on the way out here.
I really thought that was going to work, actually.
You thought it was going to work?
Yeah, I thought that was going to,
Let's see here. Soda Machine Mayhem. That's a good scene, too. Here you go.
Huh?
Oh! Just keep waiting.
What the hell?
Most memorable scene of the whole movie.
That was great.
Oh, children getting hurt is so funny.
That was like an alternate version of like The Sandlot or something.
Deleted scene.
Deleted scene.
I think we can all learn from this not to look in the holes of machinery.
That's right. Yeah, two in a row, man. All right, Lisa Simpson makes her glorious debut in this film. First film, too, I think, right? I think I read
I think
that.
So, yeah.
First movie.
Yeah.
First film.
We gotta get some gas.
That's good, because I got to go to the ladies.
Can I come in and watch?
No, you cannot come in and watch.
Ouch. Shoot.
That's gross.
That's gross. Why would you want to do that, dude?
Come in and watch. That's sick. What's wrong with you people?
I don't know. You're married. Whatever. Whatever floats your boat.
What are you doing on your honeymoon?
No judgment. I'm not going to judge. Whatever. We all have windows on our bathrooms with freaking...
Yeah, true. True.
That is really weird, isn't it?
Honey, open the curtain.
Can we just take a moment to recognize how freaking weird that is?
I can't see Pete Turkey.
Because honestly, just throw a little piece to everybody. Honestly, it feels like somebody had to have chosen to do that, right? There was a meeting. Somebody said, you know what, we're doing these rooms. What do you think about a...
No, it's just a coincidence.
All right, must have been. It's so weird. Yeah, exactly. You hear that? Okay, by hands, how many people keep that thing open? Whoa!
I am greatly disturbed.
I did not keep it open. Yes. That's right.
What was that? What did he say?
What'd you say? Yeah?
They do that.
Yeah.
Oh, they open it up.
The maids open the curtain?
Right, yeah.
There aren't hidden cameras in these rooms, are there?
Raise your hand.
Snowbird. All right. Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. Make sure you hide your toothbrushes. That's all I'm saying. All right. I don't know what that meant.
Oh, no, no. And we thank Snowbird for having us here.
All right, great trucks versus salesman scene. So this is the horrible, slimy salesman stereotype guy salesman against the truck. So here you go. Like he
what a wuss.
Ran into it.
Right? That thing must have been going what at least 4 miles
right?
an hour.
Yeah, at the most.
What a wuss.
Exactly. Let's do our angry acting moment. There were a few of them, but I thought this one was especially angry. We like to pull these out on the show, as you know. Our angry acting moment from this dumb movie. Here you go. That is amazing.
I don't know.
Yeah, it is, right? They've got what it takes to go 30 years with that marriage.
Any truck that left the road in this film, instantly on fire.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a trope we talk about a lot,
right?
Yeah,
it's the tumbling car is always filled with kerosene.
Yeah. I mean, the bazooka stuff, which we'll get to later, I can buy that on some level, but yeah. I feel like any more than that, you're pushing it. All right, here we go. How about, I love movies where they say the name of the movie. Like,
right.
We're in clear and present danger kind of thing, you know? It's a great trope. And so we got one in this movie as well. So here it is. It's short.
That's what I was doing before every machine in the world went into maximum overdrive.
Nice job.
There's an actor, and I can't remember who it is. I think Seth Green.
Mm, right.
Who whenever he goes to movies, when he's in the theater, he cheers whenever the name of the movie is spoken.
Right.
Peter Griffin did a thing about that. And
way to bring attention to yourself when you're Seth Green.
Right. Was it? Seth MacFarlane.
Does he do that?
Okay.
That was a correction.
Is that ice warm?
Get a bag of goo. You could have, right?
No, I think it was Seth MacFarlane. I think it was Seth MacFarlane.
Sorry, Patrick doesn't know American actors. It's fine. They're not all Jean Reno all the time, okay?
Gerard Depardieu.
Yeah. What?
Who?
Yeah, I love that guy. He's great. All right. All right, how about this one? Bazooka versus truck. Who will win?
Yeah!
Woo! Yeah, bro time.
Yes, high five up here, Scott. All right.
That was great.
Left me hanging.
Don't keep me hanging, bro.
Leave a man hanging.
Sorry.
It's all right.
I can't get Pete Turkey out of you.
No. So, isn't a rocket launcher a mechanical device?
Good point. Why didn't that just fly back and like kill somebody in the building?
It's a.
Yeah, that's right. He gets a bag.
He gets a bag. Yeah.
I don't even know if he's telling the truth.
You don't even need to finish that sentence.
Yeah.
For the record, that is the M72 Law. It's a single shot.
Law.
Unguided weapon.
Good job, Randy.
Those weren't even around in 1986.
Now, if you don't like blood packs or bad 80s violence, you don't want to see this scene. Some serious
Avert
drama.
Your eyes.
Some big drama coming on here. And it's also calling out a song, kind of, right?
Yeah.
You know the one I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
So here it is, a famous moment in the movie.
You can't do this! We made you!
Kind of like a T-Rex from Jurassic Park, man.
I totally missed the reek, though. Did you guys miss the reek there? It should have been one.
Did they do one?
No, they didn't.
Oh.
Total missed opportunity.
Who made who? That's what that's from, right?
It is, yeah.
Who made you? Really? Oh, that's awful.
That was actually the one point in the movie where I was rooting for the machines.
Yeah. Mm. She wasn't getting Pete Turkey. All right. Here is the most annoying sound in the film. Here you go. See? like waiting for my mom to pick me up for soccer practice.
Yeah, I got my merit badge in Morse code.
Did you?
Yeah, but what I really need is a droid that understands the binary language of oyster evaporators.
Pass this down.
Good job. Yeah, right. Yeah. All right. Here we go. The kid saves the day by killing the drive-thru. So here, that won't make sense unless you've seen it. Here it is. I mean here.
This is for my dad, you loud enough son of a bitch.
Gosh, humans here. Humans are here. Humans are here.
How does that even work?
No, yes. That's for a guy to talk on. That's why it's so stupid.
Right. Yeah.
I've never ordered a burger and had a robot go, but you're like,
no.
In 1986, they had
I worked at a Taco Bell drive-thru in 1986.
And they had a robot voice?
When a car pulled up to the thing, inside the whole restaurant, you're, humans here, humans here. Yeah.
Pete Turkey, I thought you was being serious.
Also, I take it back. That was the most annoying sound in the movie. All right,
Totally unrealistic.
You Scott Fletcher, you're turning again to read something, buddy.
This is where they reveal what happened through the movie.
Yeah, so here's our big ender. So you tell us what this says.
2 days after, a large UFO was destroyed in space by a Russian weather satellite, which happened to be equipped with a laser cannon and a class four nuclear missile. Or something. Approximately 6 days later, the Earth passed beyond the tail of Rhea M, exactly as predicted. The survivors of the Dixie Boy are still survivors.
Yeah, hanging out with Day of the
Don't
Dead.
Make Don't make me read dead. Anything that stupid again.
I won't. That's it. You've done your penance.
Now, before we even get to the whole UFO... Oh, no. Can you put that back up?
Oh, I want to go back?
Yeah.
Can't go back.
Yeah, I can.
Told you.
Here we go.
Before we even get to the whole UFO thing, 2 days after... I mean, it's a grammar Nazi in me. It's 2 days later, 2 days.
Dude, he's on cocaine. He didn't know what he was doing.
Right.
2 days after.
Yeah. It's a real cop-out, that whole paragraph. I don't know what they were thinking.
By the way, UFO.
Yeah.
No, there are no typos.
Yeah.
What's that now?
Come on now.
It does.
Yeah.
One day.
All right. So, there's our clips. And we're going to do a couple more things. And then I think that we've actually garnered enough time here. We have, when does this end? 11:30, right? Yeah. So, we're going to do some questions because we've never been able to do questions for this show.
Great.
And I want to be able to run around. I don't know who will volunteer to be a runner, but we'll do that in a minute. And we'll have you mic and run around. All right. Let's get to the film sack checklist. Checklist? Film sack checklist. Hold on, I have a thing to play. The best thing about the movie is the soundtrack. Check.
Check.
Feels like Stephen King was jacked up on coke without being told he actually was. Check.
True.
Learning the bazooka always beats truck. Check. Star Trek nerd time. Daryl, you here? Where you
All
at,
All right.
Man? Come on up. Come on up. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Daryl Skills, who is never on Film Sack but always sends in these Trek connections because we are convinced everybody in every movie has had some connection with Star Trek, and we are almost always 100% right. Daryl, take it away. Who is in this film?
Well, Phil Adams, who was Bobby, Deke's friend in this movie, was a TOS stunt double for William Shatner in Amok Time. You know, the fight scene, the famous fight scene?
I think they know it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a stunt double for a Klingon in TOS and another Klingon. A couple episodes with Klingons. He was a stunt guy. Then Leon Rippey, who is Brad in this movie, was in TNG. He was LQ Sonny Clemons in season one's The Neutral Zone. He was that guy that...
Did what?
Digging deep on that guy, aren't we?
He was frozen in time and brought back to life, and he was worried about his stocks and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that guy. All right.
Totally.
Yeah, that's that guy.
Yeah, that dumb episode. Yeah, we got it.
Julius LaFleur. What a weird name.
It's French.
LaFleur.
He was the
Patrick
guy...
Patrick, say it for us.
He was the guy falling off a motorcycle and going through a car window.
On the bridge.
Yeah, he was in Star Trek Insurrection and did stunts, and he was also in Deep Space Nine and was a stunt double for Avery Brooks.
Nice. Avery Brooks. Nice. You shave his head and get a cool goatee. All right.
Man, Daryl puts up with a lot of crap from us because he sends us these weekly. Sometimes it's a way in advance, and then we'll sit and judge him and go, well, that's not good enough a connection. And he comes back with something better. He's a trooper.
Brian makes a point.
Yeah. Love this guy.
Ladies and gentlemen, Daryl Skills, everybody. Daryl Skills.
One more.
You want to do one? Sorry, there's one special one here. Daryl, round it out with that one, buddy.
Denver Mattson was a dead man killed by a chainsaw. How does that work?
Chainsaw came to life and killed him.
Well, he was already dead.
Dead man killed by a chainsaw.
He was in the TOS episode, What Are Little Girls Made Of? And he was the red shirt that died in the beginning of the episode that fell down the pit.
Perfect.
A lot of death.
Once again, Daryl from everywhere. Daryl the Trek.
Yeah.
All right. That was really fun to have him up to do that. We also have a soundtrack grade. I would give it a BTITM for best thing in the movie. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Agreed.
Yes.
Let's get to our Twitter questions.
Questions. I have a maximum overdrive.
We'll do that next. Let's start this time with Fletcher.
It's a question?
Yeah.
I'm new to this.
Question. Not Twitter question. Sorry. Twitter post.
PM.
Yeah, PM.
All of these trucks are like redneck Decepticons, like Terminator 5, Rise of the Redneck Machine.
Oh, I love it.
Nice. Next up, we have Mr. Brian Dunaway.
Maximum overdrive, more reeks than a George R.R. Martin book.
Ooh,
reek.
Spoiler.
Thank you, George R.R. Martin. He's up here. Second row. Thank you.
Oh, you should be writing.
Yeah, get back right. Get that book going. And then finally, Mr. Ibbett.
Maximum overdrive, a horrible Stephen King movie, or a fantastic two-hour AC/DC music video?
Yeah. Well, I've just handed to me. Make the noises and everything. We have...
You can see.
Foley work.
These are alternate titles for the film. These were rejected, but, quote, who wants to hear Brian Johnson sing the Psycho theme? Or, quote, it was a terrible truck stop anyway.
Dixie boy.
And that is it for that part of the show. Now we start handing a microphone around, and we have people ask questions if they so desire.
Awesome.
You can be our runner. Hammond Chamberlain will do that for us.
Hammond Chamberlain, everybody.
Yeah, thank you, man.
Woo! Half of the Grumpy Cast with Mr. Skeels, the other half
right there. If you guys have a question at all about Film Sack, favorite movies, anything, he will eyeball you, take the
movies
mic around.
Like to see.
Scott. I have one from the chat room.
Oh, give us a chat room while he's running.
It's the voice of Noblog.
It is the voice of Noblog. Boba Fetish in the chat room says, do you think this story would be better now with automatic car starters and self-driving vehicles?
Yeah, I'm actually convinced, and you guys can argue with me on it if you want, but I think you could do a better job, even kind of a parody still, have it be kind of funny and weird, but I think you could do a much better job today with the right kind of directors. I feel like audiences are more prepared for something a little bit ludicrous. And if you're obvious about it on the face of it, I think people would probably enjoy it. And we do have a lot more cool things that could go nuts. The entire internet could be against
us. We're so connected now. We're much more connected to electronics.
Yeah, and you could have cell phones, what they do when they're in your pocket and they suddenly become sentient. I could go in a bad place with
that. I'm actually expecting a Sci-Fi Channel movie about killer drones.
Yeah.
Any time.
Any day now. Drones are... We saw someone's flying a drone out here the other day.
It's already been made?
Right there.
Excuse me, I'd like to play devil's advocate.
Yes, drone NATO. All right, yeah, worthy.
Give him that.
Truck NATO, what did he say?
Drone NATO. There you go.
I think they already did with Terminator 3.
Terminator 3, you're right.
The lady, the hot... robot lady stuck her fingers in the cars and made him do the things.
Oh, I forgot about that.
You know, I think
was the really bad Terminator, though.
Yeah, but she was hot.
Yeah.
It's Christina Loken.
Yes.
Booby.
Yeah. There we go. who's first? There we go. Go ahead.
Dominic.
Christiana.
Sorry, go ahead. Oh, yeah, stand up. There you go. Thanks, Paul.
Are there any chicks in the buckets? Or
I was looking for a chick in the bucket. That's a good question.
For those who don't know, back when we watched The Wild Wild West with Will Smith, there was a scene where he was in this bucket full of water way up in a hayloft kind of thing, and he came tumbling out of that, and she just disappeared. It's like she never existed, and for the whole rest of the movie, gone. So we coined that kind of thing in a movie, a chick in the bucket. I don't know who the chick in the bucket
was. I was thinking it was going to be the ice cream truck, but it showed up at the very last.
That was a big standoff, yeah.
Yeah, that was when I.
So maybe we give credit to Stephen King for not screwing that up.
Anybody? Come on, there had to be at least one chick in the bucket.
There usually is.
Yeah, UFO. The chick after the bucket.
Yeah. The chick we didn't know was in the bucket the entire time.
You talking about the ice cream truck reminded me of that scene where the kid was riding the bike down the middle of the street and the sprinklers started going off behind him. Perfect.
That was good.
It looked like an Axe commercial. Right. You know, and he just wanted to hear, here's to you, kid on the bike.
That's awesome. All right, who we got next? Hi.
Hi, James.
Hey, James.
Was I the only one that noticed when Estevez and Haley Joel Osment went to rescue the salesman.
Bible salesman.
The Bible salesman.
Yeah.
When they came back, they came out clean on the other side.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I didn't just like notice that.
Just like Andy Dufresne. Yes. Yeah, that was weird. I like the incontinuity, though, in my bad movies. It's one of my favorite things. I want people to get in a lake or something and then come out wispy hair dry like nothing happened.
Right.
That's actually, in my mind, a good thing, at least for what we do here. But
that's right.
Yeah. Hi.
I'm surprised you guys didn't bring this up in trivia. I read on Wikipedia that this was an actual truck stop on a road, and trucks would come by and stop at the truck stop and be like, fill me up on gas. And the director and the people at the cast there were like, we don't have any gas.
Yeah, right,
exactly. They ended up having to put
constructed
signs
specifically for the film.
Right.
The trucks were stopping at it like, hey, can we go?
Is that why they were all like circling around that? Was that just people driving by trying to get gas?
Yeah, and then
we can use this footage.
Afterwards, some locals bought the area that was already like basically exploded as we saw in the movie. And they rebuilt it, and now it's, I don't know
if
it's still there.
Now. It went bankrupt.
Yeah, okay.
Torn down in the late 1980s.
Yeah, there you go.
No.
Well,
it's a short run.
You can get shriveled up hot dogs somewhere else, I suppose. All right, who we got next? Got a hand shot up back there. Got a standing dude. Hi, standing dude.
Hi, I'm Corey the standing dude. My question is...
Good job.
Corey. Remake of this by Michael Bay. Better or worse?
Oh. Same?
No, you know what? You know what? I'm gonna back Bay a little bit. I know that Transformers, the new one with the, I think we found a Transformer. I know that sucks. I know that movie's no good, and I really feel bad for Schwood and Justin for having that on their freaking list because it didn't make the kind of money it needs to help them win. Are we still ahead? We're still ahead, aren't we? Yeah,
was,
I feel real bad.
There was an update this morning that I couldn't open.
I have to check it. But as much as those movies really drive me nuts, and generally Bay is just so over the top and stuff, He had me with Bad Boys 2 and with The Rock. The Rock is still one of the greatest action movies ever made.
This would be in Bay's wheelhouse.
That's
basically
what I'm saying. Yeah. He could take this, I think, and make do what he used to do really well before.
He found a Transformer.
Yeah. His wheelhouse has turned into an organ grinder.
It is. And for the record, I like Mark Wahlberg a lot, but that's all I see when I see those commercials.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I think this is a Transformer. Say hello to your mother for me. Yeah.
Great question, though. So my answer is yes. Let's do a Michael Bay Maximum Overdrive. I would go see that movie, whether it was good or bad.
David Fincher would be my...
Fincher? Yeah.
Fincher.
Yeah. Nice twist at the end. Fincher. Who's up next?
Yeah, the truck was dead.
Hi, I've got one of my biggest SMH movies, you know, shaking my head, or moments. Not necessarily a trope. It was the girl who said Maximum Overdrive, who acts all tough, and then she bursts out crying for no reason.
Yeah.
And Emilio Estevez puts his hand around her, and they end up in bed. Yeah. So it's sort of
that's how it works.
Damn, well, drifter girl. Yeah.
Listen, South Carolina, it's how it used to work, okay?
So what I wonder is if you had any of those SMH moments that aren't necessarily a trope, but one of those, oh, man, really, really?
Well, I mean...
The UFO. Right. The UFO reveal at the end.
We were talking to somebody about this the other day. I can't remember where this came up. We were talking about the new, that Tom Cruise movie, Edge of Tomorrow, which was really good, by the way. If you haven't seen it, you owe yourselves to see it. It's awesome sci-fi, actually funny, really good ideas, fun time travel stuff, really good. Mm-hmm. I love Emily Blunt, and she was great, and she was strong and tough. She's the kind of female lead I'd like in a movie. But even they had a couple of moments where it's like, let's do the old tropey thing where we feel like Tom Cruise has to save her.
Right.
And she looked like she could save all of us, including Tom Cruise. And for most of the movie, that was kind of her thing. So they just slipped these things in. So I am a big proponent of us losing those old kind of, oh, well, only Emilio Estevez can comfort her now moments.
Right.
And getting to the point where there are more, you know, realistic portrayals. And not that sometimes showing discrimination on camera isn't a realistic portrayal and does serve a purpose for story or whatever. But I wouldn't mind seeing more, you know, female character-driven movies. Why DC drags their feet on a, like, Wonder Woman movie just is beyond me. Yeah. Things like that. So... By any part, I mean, I'm a little biased. It's weird when you're a father of two girls and you just take that position because you realize very quickly how right that position is, because you're sending them into a world that traditionally has treated them different. And it's nice to see slowly those mores changing and moving into their favor. So anyway.
Lucy is coming up, and it's like a superhero movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Scarlett Johansson. Yeah, and I like the movies where ladies kick some ass, you know.
Right.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah. She's awesome in those movies. So, yeah, ladies, women, kick some butt. Who's next? Go ahead.
I'm Peter. And following on Corey's note, what if it was Michael Bay featuring a fictional cameo of Snake Plissken, 60-year-old Kurt Russell, instead of Emilio?
Well... I'm all for Snake Plissken being in all things all the time, but you know what I'm really in the mood for is them doing a proper remake of Escape from New York with, we've talked about this, who we thought might be good, but let's modern that. That's another thing that if you see it now, you're like, you know, not very, doesn't kind of, a lot of it doesn't hold up. And L.A. is terrible. We saw that on the show. Not L.A. the town, Tom, the movie Escape from L.A.
Escape from L.A., yeah.
Which you seem to have done just fine this weekend. We appreciate you escaping from L.A. this week. And you're my Snake Plissken, you always will be. But anyway, the point is that would be, I think that'd be that's ripe for redoing it, don't you guys think?
I think it is. I heard someone mention that they were looking at an actual reboot of Maximum Overdrive. I couldn't find anything on the internet. Maybe it was just rumors.
Yeah, but what about Escape from New York?
Oh, Escape from New York or LA. Which one?
No LA.
I'll take all of them.
All right, we'll take whatever we can get.
I'd like to see Snake Plissken in Expendables 4.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Actually,
that's a no-brainer.
Actually, totally. Yeah, right? You are onto something.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Although, I'm really not in the mood to see any more Expendables movies, though.
But it's Snake Plissken.
Okay, fine.
I don't know. Kelsey Grammer. Now, there's your action star.
He's in the new one, right?
Yes. Yes.
So weird.
Sylvester Stallone. Da-da-da-da.
Kelsey Grammer. He used to be a talk show guy in Seattle. Blue Shirt Man.
Tim and Scott Johnson, have you touched Brian Ibbett's head yet?
Brian Ibbett's head? Oh, not this weekend. No, let's do it now.
All right.
Oh.
How is that? Is that
you know, it is a really weird feeling.
did he shave it well this morning, or is it kind of prickly? Is it?
Yeah, I didn't shave.
Let's say he wouldn't pass the cotton test.
No,
if we did it right
I would
now.
Not.
But it's very it's weird. Just try it, everybody.
Later. Free with any purchase at. No.
Just give it a shot. See what you think. Yes.
Yes. Hi, I'm Dave.
Hi, Dave.
I have a quick film sack recommendation for you, actually.
We like those.
Have you guys heard of a movie called Miami Connection?
No.
Is that the game?
Well, basically, it came out in the 80s. This guy, YK Kim, who was like a Korean Taekwondo master, wanted to make a movie to sort of... bring his message of positivity to through the martial arts to the world. So he made this movie about him and his karate buddies starting a rock band together.
Right.
To
I know what
fight,
this is. Yeah.
To fight the I'm not making this up motorcycle ninjas that have
right.
taken over the city.
I do remember this.
And it bombed so spectacularly because YK Kim kept wanting to remove it to recut it from theaters that it rarely got seen, but Tim League, the guy who runs the Alamo Drafthouse, discovered it a couple of years ago, re-released it with YK Kim's permission, and they even hold concerts every once in a while where they play the terrible songs that are in this movie in front of the crowds at the Alamo Drafthouse for the screenings, and it's one of the worst things you'll ever see because YK Kim barely
speaks. Bet?
Well, he barely speaks English the whole time.
Right.
So it's this, and they don't even try to dub.
Dude, you have me. They started a rock band.
Yeah, it's.
So I can give you a little taste of what it would be like if FilmSack did this movie.
Yes, please.
Miami Connection. A martial arts rock band goes up against a band of motorcycle ninjas who have tightened their grip on Florida's narcotics trade.
Nice.
That's all you got.
We'll get it on the list.
It's not streaming, but the first review, 5 stars, this movie makes The Godfather look like a second-rate community college dinner theater production.
So, sounds like our kind of movie.
The ringing endorsement.
We would totally watch it if you sent it to us, absolutely.
That was written by R. Jordan in Los Angeles.
Oh, R. Jordan.
Randy Jordan, all right. Good job, Randy.
Yeah. Any more? What do we got? Oh, go ahead.
It's me.
Oh, hey, hi. Hey, I can't see Jack from here.
That's
so.
All right.
Nicole Spag.
So Scott, I'm surprised you didn't notice the Stephen King trope in the movie. You played the clip.
What did I miss? What was it?
He has an obsession with showing people getting their shoes knocked off.
He does. He
does. I hadn't
so
noticed
he's
that.
He's done this in a number of his films. So Pet Sematary.
I'd play one for
him. I think there was a
what
few
happened in
others.
Pet Sematary? Was it after
little boy.
After she after he cut off the,
no, or
was,
the
oh
little,
when he got hit by the truck the little boy oh spoilers yeah
Stand By Me of course
oh I mean, weird
yeah because I think because Stand By Me was
because this is kind of
story.
George Lucas's hat thing right Indiana Jones's hat
and, where he always has to someone has yeah. to grab mm-hmm. a hat they almost forgot yeah.
so mm-hmm. I always whenever I'm watching a Stephen King movie I'm looking out for the shoes
mm.
so he's
I
always
did not
showing
know that.
That
now I have something
ladies always looking for the shoes
yeah nice
oh. Nicole Spag everybody Nicole Spag. Not that all you don't deserve rounds of applauses, but
and Nicole, this is for Mateo.
Oh, toss that over there. Thank you, Hammond. Yes, so, go ahead.
I just noticed that the title of the movie is kind of weird. The Overdrive, isn't that the thing on your car that gets you better gas mileage?
Right.
Is that oh, is yeah. this entire movie about getting better gas mileage?
Well, diesel was $1.08 back then, so
I remember when gas was like $1 in the '80s.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
It was great. My Mercury Maverick was. Always
oh,
topped off.
Interesting fact. So back in the day when we were youngins, they only had 2 digits for the cents. They didn't have the dollar place. So when gas did go over $1, what the truck stops would do is display the price in half of what it was, or on the pump, they would cut the right. price by half and then charge double at the cash register.
Really?
Mm.
Oh my
yeah.
God, that's
we were
math.
Old. We
price
were clever.
Per half gallon. Basically.
We were clever. I feel so yeah. old. Wow. All right.
More
you got another one? Oh, good. Tell us your name.
It's Jace.
Hey.
When are you guys going to finally pop your animation cherry? Like, there's so much bad animation out there.
You're right. He's right.
You know, I can't hear Pete Turkey from that guy.
Yeah.
Animation.
Animation. We've talked about this. We talked about doing heavy metal.
Heavy metal would be the...
Which would be yeah. perfect.
John Candy's in that thing.
Boobies. Perfect.
Yeah, boobies. We also talked about the Lord of the Rings animated film.
Yeah, yeah.
That came out in the 70s. It'd be pretty good.
Ralph Bakshi one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the Bakshi one, right. Yeah. And then there was one other, there was something else I have these written down.
Oh, Rock and
cool
Roll.
Cool World, which is kind of a hybrid.
Cool World would be a good
cool
one.
Cool World yeah. would be good, yeah.
Yeah.
Croods is too new. Too new. Transformers, like the movie Transformers, the cartoon,
oh
though, right?
I Have the Touch.
That'd be pretty good.
The cut scenes. I heard some stuff over here, too.
What was it? YKE?
Titan.
Oh, Titan. He's pretty good.
That was a pretty bad movie.
Utah connection with that one. Director's
what was that one?
Oh, wait, made by Don Bluth.
Yeah,
so like
Bluth.
Cool World would be a good Don Bluth one. Yeah.
So there are options. We could come up with some stuff, but
That's
I just want to watch Waterworld again, and it's not animated.
Oh, right, yes.
We've already did
hey,
that
Hey, who
Scott?
Wants to see Waterworld again?
We've already seen it.
Yeah. He peed on a tree, and there's paper in it.
Paper.
Remember he drank his own pee? You guys remember that?
No, I remember Daryl drinking somebody's pee yesterday.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was interesting.
Yeah, exactly. We have time for a few more. Yes.
In Film Sack episode 4, Red
Sonja. Oh, my gosh.
Brian Ibbett said something about the music. But really, what I would really like you to see you do.
What was the time code on that one?
Maybe,
that was good.
Maybe actually look at some of the old ones and sack yourself. Because some of the old ones have.
A sack of a sack?
Sack our sacks.
Exactly.
Yeah, an inception sack. Oh my God.
Such
Episode
really good
4
commentary.
Was Red Sonja.
Was it Red Sonja?
It was Red Sonja.
Number 4.
I don't
Red
remember
Sonja.
That.
I don't know if sacking, doing a sack of one of our sack. Episodes would hold up. Yeah. Too meta. The whole world would fold in on itself.
Yeah, episode 4, Red Sonja. Ooh. That was a bad movie too. Yes, who's next? Yes.
I'm Grayson.
Hey.
Can I make another recommendal?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so there's a movie called Iron Sky.
Yes, we know this one.
Have you seen that? Where Sarah Palin's president, and to get reelected, she sends the first African-American to the moon.
Right.
And he discovers Nazis.
Right.
When did this happen? I mean, the movie.
2012.
Yes, 2012. When we thought everything was going to end.
It's on Netflix.
It is. I've and actually seen the first cut. 30 minutes.
Who plays Sarah Palin, do we know?
Sarah Palin.
She's not in it.
Stephanie Paul.
Stephanie Paul plays... All right. I'm in.
But never...
It's a Finnish movie?
It's really a hoot.
Will I be able to finish it?
Doubtful.
Not worthy.
Take my bag back. All right, next up.
Okay, across the table, if they only hired rock bands to do soundtracks, what rock band would be your favorite movie?
Ooh.
That is only rock bands?
That is a really good question because this
Trent
is
Reznor.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, yeah. Yes.
Well, he does great, right?
He does great, and I could listen to, I mean, the stuff he's been doing, I could listen to.
His Dragon Tattoo soundtrack is something
phenomenal.
Else,
man. Yeah.
So good.
And the Social Network.
But if it was like, you know, a working band, like AC/DC is still a touring band, if I had to pick one of those, I'd say, you know, I wouldn't mind hearing, you know what? Redo your Maximum Overdrive and hire the Foo Fighters to do it.
Right?
Oh, yeah. That'd be cool.
That would be cool. I thought you said, did you say Rat?
Raffy.
Oh, no,
Raffy. Yeah. Well,
I was going to say, if they hadn't gotten divorced, Captain Tennille would be.
Yeah,
it'd be all right.
Yeah.
You know?
That is great.
Grad Susie.
I do have one left.
Yeah.
You got to really wow me.
All right, next up. We are on this side? Yes.
Okay, just a few short things. First, this guy in front of me in the red shirt, when you were talking about sacking your own film sack, he said insaction.
Yeah.
Insaction. So, all right, you know what?
Where are they?
Insaction. That makes my scrot hurt.
Equal groans and laughter, that does it.
Okay, second, about animated
my
films.
My scrot.
Sorry, go ahead.
Second, about animated films, and you were talking about the Ralph Bakshi Lord of the Rings. Ralph, a couple years earlier, I think, Ralph Bakshi did a movie called Wizards.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, yes.
To sum it up in three words... Post-apocalyptic steampunk wizards.
I'm in. Right,
and the inspiration for Joust, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't know much more about it than post-apocalyptic steampunk wizards.
I'm so gullible. Sarah Palin was in that? Oh, that looks like Joust.
Yeah.
I love Joust. Whose favorite video game of all time is Joust?
Oh, gotta be. Easy.
Oh, come on! I'm the only one.
Okay. How about Tempest?
I'm here with you.
Burger right. Time? Anybody?
Burger Time, yes. I love that game, too.
And ask me real quick. I know that sentient drive-through speakers...
Veronica Belmont, ladies and gentlemen. Veronica Belmont.
Yes. Do you have to pee?
America's sweetheart. Going to the bathroom.
America's sweetheart. You know the toilet. Sorry, go ahead.
Yearly Smith will not be watching. Maybe she won't.
Close the curtain, whatever you do.
And I know that sentient drive-through speakers doesn't make any sense, but it would explain why the voice keeps changing on you every time you go to the drive-through.
Ah, nice.
Humans here. Would you like a taco?
Hello.
All right, where are we at?
I actually have one.
Okay.
When are you going to do Firefox?
Firefox.
Oh,
now,
we talked about
is
that.
Is this the one? This isn't the one about the browser. This is the one about the airplane. This is the Clint Eastwood one.
We have to think.
I had a real thing for that movie growing up. Right. I don't know why. I just was really into this whole stealth plane idea, and I thought Eastwood was awesome. I saw it kind of recently-ish, and it is really not very good.
Good.
But I think we could totally do it for FilmSec. That'd be fun. I don't think we've ever done a Clint Eastwood movie, have we?
Oh, yes. Any Which Way But Loose.
Oh yeah, with the monkey. Yeah. Right. Yeah. He's an ape, sorry.
Orangutan.
Or Every Which Way You Can.
Ape,
or Which
orangutan.
One.
The orangutan. Are there an ape, right?
I don't know.
Planet of the Apes. They're one of the apes. Who's a monkey? Just the little ones that poop on you, right? I heard Sarah Palin
Tails
was in
is
that.
The, Tails is the difference.
Oh, is that what they have tails?
Yeah.
So what was the one in Indiana Jones where it goes bad dates?
That's a monkey.
That's a monkey.
For sure, yeah, it's hanging.
A
by
helper
its tail.
Monkey.
It's a rhesus monkey.
Rhesus monkey.
Or a capuchin. Yes.
Chocolate
capuchin.
On the outside, creamy peanut butter in the milk.
Yes, okay. Exactly.
Don't bite my monkey. Who's up? Yes.
My name's Warren. This is a recommendation / question. I think the world, including Stephen King, forgot, but he actually basically remade the exact same movie a couple years later called Trucks.
Yes.
Again, just killer trucks.
Was that? I never saw Trucks.
Wait, is that? And the question is, are there any other, besides Christine, Trucks, Maximum Overdrive,
how many other times did he essentially just remake the same concept in this?
Well, aren't we on two Pet Cemeteries by now?
Yeah, no? Easy. Transformers. Now, there was a movie during the early 70s that Steven Spielberg directed called
Duel.
Yeah. But it was very truck.
But Frank and Weenie was that short film. Now it's animated, things like that.
Well, was Duel, did we ever find out that the truck was driverless, or was it? It had a driver, yeah.
Are we sure?
Yeah.
Did we see it?
It just didn't have a green goblin stuck to the front. Right. That would have made it better. Yeah, that was a good movie.
Veronica came back, everybody.
Yay. Did it go well?
Yeah. She'll get me back. Oh, yeah, that was awesome that year. When's your birthday? Of July.
Happy birthday to you,
everybody.
Happy birthday to you.
We're not licensed to sing this.
Happy birthday, dear Veronica.
Mine's actually 4 days before hers.
Happy birthday to Scott.
It's like 2011 in here. Weird. All right, we got a few more. Yes.
Hi, I'm the other genie.
Oh yeah, the other genie.
I'm just wondering if you have any plans for a film set commentary. It's been a while.
Yes,
it has been.
One.
Yeah.
Last time we did one was that wasn't a Trek.
Yeah, it's been a while. This actually would have been a really good one for that. Transformers. You know, I've actually thought about maybe one of the Transformers movies. Oh, I just hate those so much. I mean, sitting around with them and doing it would be fun.
Mm-hmm. We are due for another one.
Yeah, we kind of have a list, and we don't return to that one as much as we should. But
should I hit some of those real quick, like some possible that we can?
Yeah, why don't you look those up while we take another question? I like when you do this. He's like a little research monkey. Sorry, ape,
orangutan.
Yes, sir.
Are you going to ever sack Ghosts That Still Walk? It's the movie with the flying boulders that are going at the RV.
Oh, right. Movie that you the one that scared me as a kid. Yes. I used to have nightmares about that movie. I still occasionally have a dream about it. It was this. What was it called? I forgot.
Ghosts That Still Walk?
Ghosts That Still Walk? Was that it, Mike?
Scary. Okay. Here.
It was this movie. Maybe I may have talked about this before, but it was. I just remember old people in an RV in a desert driving as fast as they could because they kept looking behind
them. Wait, that was a family trip. That wasn't a movie.
It might have been.
Right.
But there were giant boulders chasing after the RV.
Here, do you want to give
and
me
And it kept
the,
getting closer and closer and eventually
the,
destroyed
the video
it.
Cable and I'll put it up on screen.
Oh, do you have it right there?
Yeah.
Yeah, here. It should work.
I think so. How could this fail? Yeah. What could go wrong?
Yeah.
Science.
Don't mind our... This is working really good so far.
Well, unplug that too. I'll take the audio. Right. Oh, geez.
All right, here you go. But anyway, is this the trailer for it?
Yes.
When I was a kid, this idea of being in a vehicle and giant rocks chasing you, and there was really nowhere... You could eventually just run out of gas. So there's a little bit of speed in there mixed with kind of this Maximum Overdrive things are sentient idea. Terrified me as a kid. I don't know why I just touched a raw bone or whatever. I don't know what that means, a raw bone. Pete Turkey.
Yeah, how do you do the...
Okay.
Yeah, and how do you do the mirroring on this? How do you do mirroring on Yosemite Beta?
Whoops.
Oh, no, that's right. I got it.
You got it? Okay. Yeah.
While that happens,
next question. Who we got someplace? Yes.
Hey, my name's Brian. I'm wondering if you guys will ever do The Room by Tommy Wiseau.
I missed that. What was that again?
What was that?
The Room by Tommy Wiseau.
The Room?
The worst movie ever.
Oh. Yeah, it's the one with the, hey, hi, how Brian. Are you doing? Yes. I'm a man talking stupid.
Oh,
like
hi.
That.
Hello, chair.
Yeah.
Oh, hello. Yeah, I want that bad. Now, that streamed for like 5 seconds once.
Right.
And then they pulled it.
It was on the list.
But we are interested in that. Okay, here you go. This is the trailer for my childhood scary movie. The old people.
Yeah? What's that?
This is actually therapeutic for me. You have no idea.
I don't know. I'll get my binoculars.
Gosh, dude.
It's like The Happening with rocks.
I think it's a rock.
I want to say that's in Salt Lake. That's the Salt Flats, too, which is funny. It's filmed around here.
There's some really short guy in there running.
This is that whole scene, isn't it?
Yes.
Kenny Baker.
Still alive.
That's got, awesome. That's got to be coming up, right?
Nothing scarier than an X-ray.
You know, I feel way better about it now. Way better. That's so stupid. I mean, I was like a 10-year-old kid. Stuff like that seemed really scary to them. That was just nonsense.
Yeah.
That's stuff flying back up on the fridge, an eye for no reason. Like, what are they doing? All right, we got one right back
from
here.
From the Tadpool.
Tadpool.
Cowboy has a recommendation.
Oh, Cowboy, we miss him this year.
Dude, he's not
he
here.
Misses you too. Blue Thunder.
Blue did Thunder. We do Blue Thunder?
We did Blue Thunder.
We did Blue Thunder. Ah.
Cowboy.
Yeah, that's the way. Wait, look wait, bad, wait. Man. Yeah, no, that. Yeah, I always get Blue Thunder and the other one, the other helicopter show, mixed up, and they were both TV shows at a time as well. Airwolf. So Airwolf and Blue Thunder both tried to compete as TV shows, and Blue Thunder lost hard, and the other one won. But we did it. It's like
episode 34.
34, yeah.
Right. June 24th, 2010.
That was the one where the helicopter was Voyeur.
What's that?
Voyeur.
Yeah, they were checking all the naked
people. But Cowboy can.
Yeah, he can watch it again.
They also want me to make sure I say very clearly, Tadpool.
Tadpool. Thank you very much.
Tadpool.
They're not in labor yet, are they? They're supposed to be having twins. That's why they're not here. So we hope they're doing good.
Cowboy?
Yeah. Well, he's not having them, but Renee is. Let's do two more. Yes.
Hi. Gary Fisher, also known as Gary the Curmudgeon and the Land Guru on Twitter.
Yeah. It's a Land Red shirt today.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
Landtronics.
Netflix Schindberg got me to, you know.
If you see a mysterious flower, don't pick it up and put it close to your face.
Yeah.
Right,
actually,
Gerald? Go ahead.
It's more of a statement. You're turning 45 on the 17th.
Right? Oh, thanks for announcing
right.
that.
Right.
Well, I'm turning 65 on the 12th.
Sure.
I feel better already.
Yeah.
So what is the future like?
It's actually pretty good, you know.
Tell us what you've seen.
Come to the Lantronics booth and find out.
Yes. Yeah, come by the Lantronics booth and talk to me. But now I forgot what I was going to say. Anyway, you were very smart to have your children early. I'm still putting a daughter through college. So I'm not going to be able to retire probably for another 3 or 4 years, but just enjoy the next 20 years because they go by fast.
No, trust you, me, dude. I know it. That's good advice. Thank you, Gary.
Excellent. Love that guy. Oh, Scott.
For the record, I don't feel older than 25. If that
Bruce Willis, ladies and gentlemen, his future self.
Looper. You get it?
Looper. Oh, you get Looper. It? I like it. All right, who's next? All right, here.
Ian, another recommendation, a movie called Rubber.
Rubber,
Is that this is the tire documentary, right?
Well, I like the theme. It fits with this movie.
Another documentary?
It's a sentient, angry tire.
And so tell me how is it played? Is it played purely tongue-in-cheek, or they try to take it seriously? Is it campy for camp's sake?
It's serious.
You'd call it an art film, someone said?
Art film.
Streaming!
I'm hearing awful, awesome.
Yeah, it's streaming. You should see it.
Terrific.
Are
we going to play the trailer?
Play,
all right.
Play the trailer.
There's no
trailer.
I'll pull up the trailer, but... read the first five words.
Rubber. This was the adventures of a prophylactic as he traveled.
Right.
Wait.
Look out,
Rubber.
A tire... This may be too close to home.
A tire named Robert rolls through the desert southwest using its strange psychic powers to blow up birds, bunnies, human beings, and more.
Too soon. You really.
If my daughter's in here, that's a little too soon, isn't it? Right. I don't know where she is. She's such a good sport about that.
Trailer.
Is that the
trailer.
That's gonna play the movie. Let's pull up the trailer.
Yeah, that would play the movie. Oh, yeah. We can't play the movie, I don't think. Here we go. You'll find the trailer. Let's get our last question before we are gonna finish with the Rubber trailer.
Perfect.
Our upcoming movie, Scott, by the way.
Who is next? I'm sorry. Who's right here? Yes.
I have one suggestion. An old movie from the 80s with Kenny Rogers called Six Pack.
Oh, yes.
Yes, that's where he's got the kids.
All the kids and the NASCAR.
Six of them, if I'm not mistaken.
Diane Lane is his pit crew head, and it is
it's like Bad News Bears for NASCAR is what it is. Right? Yeah, it really is. It's like all these kids are a bunch of ragamuffins, and they find redemption in putting tires back on a car. It's super stupid. All right, we ready for this?
We're ready. I hope there's no, unsavory visuals or bad language or something. I guess it's approved for all audiences.
Right. Oh, yeah, we should be okay.
Look at that. Why is it doing that? Yosemite.
What'd it do?
By the way, nobody tell Apple that you're seeing this.
Well, it's just a preview. Well, no, it's...
Yeah, why is it offset?
Yeah, you're fine. Go ahead.
Close enough.
Okay. We only need half a rubber anyway.
That's how you get pregnant.
There it goes.
I see what they're doing.
Everybody, this is what our killer looks like.
Yeah.
Brand new tire.
Probably brandless.
What else? No. Carter!
That's too bad.
Yes.
Is it black?
That's not a good joke.
I'm starting to like it.
Door just open.
Come on, be a good boy. Blow my head off.
Again.
Come on, closer.
You get one of you guys with a flamethrower, just whoa.
That's really weird. Oh, he's getting up again.
It'd be pretty hard to add to that.
I do not know what happened there at all. All right, maybe. We'll maybe get that on there.
We'll just leave that up. That's fine.
What? Patrick, what?
Right.
It's a French-German art channel.
Well, there's your problem. Yeah, there's your problem right there. By the way, leave that up.
Yeah, I'm leaving that up.
Holy crap. Is that Ronnie Cox in Total Recall?
Yeah. I think it is.
Get your ass to bars. All right, well, I think it's going to do it for us. I want to thank you guys for being here and being part of this tradition of doing Film Sack and Nerdtacular. You guys are all fantastic. Thank you, everybody, for being up on the panel. Thank you, Scott Fletcher. Thank you, Brian Dunaway. Thank you, Brian Emmett. Thank you, me. Thank you, Daryl. Thank you, everybody. Most of all, the sappy minute where I just say FilmSack has taken on a life of its own. It's one of my favorite things we've ever done and ever do. And it is, once again, because you guys listen to it, you tell your friends, you have a good time with it, you participate in it. That kind of feedback and that kind of participation makes it all worth it and really has made it one of the things that matters most to me in this frog pants world that I try to do. So thank you guys for it. One big round of applause for you, and we'll see you next time for another Film Sack.
Yeah.